Greetings. I'm always delighted to talk about hope. Do you realize that fear and hope are incompatible? They are not friends. I was talking to someone last evening and he said, "I'm really anxious. I find myself worried and somewhat afraid. I'm worried because my wife is a caregiver working in the hospital and two people in another department have tested positive for the virus." I realized he had said that magic word, afraid. He was fearful. Another way of saying this gripping word fear is in the phrase, "what if living?" What if living is a parallel phrase of fear? What if living is living that positions our minds in constant fear because we are looking at life saying, "what if?" What if this happens? Or what if that happens? Another person contacted me saying, "I think I'm having panic attacks from stress." This is what fear does. Fear creates constant, instant panic attacks. But do you realize the problem that we have described is not really fear, although that's what we say it is and that's how we try to understand it? Listen, it's not that we live in fear. The real problem is we are living without the right hope. How about a replay on that? The real problem is not that we live in fear, but the real problem is that we are living without the right hope. You see, your fears tell you something. Your fears tell you where your hope is and where your hope rests. If we try to find hope or rest in these trying times and in situations that we feel are out of our control, we will be fearful. But if we rest and put our hope in the infinite sovereign God who is in control, then our fear will be gone. Please understand this. Fear disappears when your hope is in the right place. Say it again. Fear disappears when your hope is in the right place. Are you resting in the character of God's great sovereignty to give you hope and take away your fear? Listen to a summary of Psalm 22, 9 through 19 that tells from start to finish a life's trust in the Lord. The psalmist's statement includes words like, "God, you brought me safely into this world from my mother's womb. You gave me hope and you made me feel safe, and you led me to trust you at my mother's breast. You have been my God since the day I was born. So don't leave me when trouble is near and there is no one to help me. Lord, you are my strength. You help me." Yes, fear and hope are not friends. You must surrender your fear to the Lord because you realize fear is not the problem. The problem is the lack of rest in a sovereign God who provides hope. Replace your fear. Let's lift our hearts and our hands upward to our Heavenly Father and tell Him, "I want my hope to be in you."